Let's go to part two of our teaching. Christ alone.
Christ weka.
Yeah, I know it's this word alone that is causing trouble. Alone. If I say that I'm going to teach about Christ, it would be okay. But Christ alone, But it is Christ alone. Okay, in the first part, I was showing you that salvation is by grace alone. Through faith alone, and that faith in Jesus Christ alone. In this second part, I want to ask you a question. If it is in Christ alone, who is Christ? Who is Jesus? Because we might just talk about Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and yet we have 50 views of Christ here. Let's go to Matthew 16. Matthew 16, we are reading verses 13 up to 16. Matthew 16, verses 13 up to 16. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they say, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we want to thank you again for this time given to us to talk about you and you alone. Help us understand who you are from scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If salvation is through faith in Christ alone,
who is Christ?
Not knowing who Christ is, is a serious problem. Maybe that's why you are trying to mix other things to him. Jehovah Witnesses say, Jehovah Witnesses, it's a group.
But Jehovah Witnesses never gamba.
Jesus is not God.
He
is only the Son of God. Other groups say, Jesus is an angel.
Yesu al malaika.
Angel of God.
Al malaika orhan.
Mormons say,
abandi ne bagamba,
Jesus and Lucifer are twin brothers.
Yesu na stani bali bakenzi ngana. Bali barongo.
And others say,
abandi ne bagamba,
Jesus is God, but not man. And when Jesus, you know, he also wanted to know what people say about him out there. He wanted to know. And he asked the disciples, you guys who interact with people out, what do they say that I am? He did not want to know the views of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Because he already knew their position. They were calling him friend of sinners. Doing miracles with the Beelzebub, the prince of demons. He already knew their position and what they are thinking about him. This question, he wanted to know now the view of the common people. What do they say? And the disciples gave him the answers. That some say you are John the Baptist. Some Elijah. And others Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets. Unfortunately, not even one gave the correct answer. So if that old community did not know about Christ, do you think we know him today? I doubt. I've given tests to pastors. Written tests. Who is Jesus? And you can't believe the answers. After hearing that the common people around him didn't know him, he turned to his own disciples. He said to them, but who do you now say that I am?
You.
If we say the Jehovah's Witnesses say he's only the Son of God, the Mormons say that he's a twin brother to Lucifer. Others say he's only God, not man. Others say he's only man, not God. You who sit here this morning, who do you say that he is? Because knowing who Christ is, is everything. Because Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church.
He's
the head of the church.
He
is everything. Once your knowledge about Christ is distorted, you should first quit pastorate. To quit pastorate. First learn about Christ. The churches of Christ. How can you lead it and if you don't know the owner? Now you've given me the mind of people out there. Now you guys who move with me every day, what do you say that I do you think I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus was happy with that answer. And he told him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah.
kumugisa iwe Simoni mahara wa Yona.
For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
Kwa mwili na sakala tuliyo kushughulia kitu.
But my Father who is in heaven.
Baitu mananuko kushughuliwe isenye wa yakulo mwikuni.
In other words.
Mumulingo kuni.
You and me.
Iwe na nyoi.
Even if we did words.
Na iku hakukoreti.
Even if you read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Kwa wana soma mibili yako kukurwa mkubanza panga kushughuliwa.
Even if you went to Bible college.
Kwa wana tena matendekele.
And got all the papers you want there. You will not know who Christ is. If the Father in heaven does not reveal him to
you.
Degrees and masters will never reveal him to you. God does.
By to hand and not so well.
By grace.
Happy Babas.
It's not you, Peter.
Taliniwa Pietero.
Not flesh and blood.
Tukuli mwili rundi ya sagama.
It is my Father who is in heaven. And we need to pray to the Father in heaven daily. To reveal Christ to us. We don't know him. That's why we are resisting pointing people to him alone. Because when someone points to Christ alone, I thought people, everyone would be happy. But you see some resistance. No, it can't be him alone. It's because we don't know him. Peter said, thou art the Christ. You are the Christ. Son of the living God. People who have not done theology here, they don't understand the meaning of son. They just take it the way they are with their children. You try to understand the Bible in your Rutoro culture. You make mistakes.
No, sorry.
Go, I'm trying to understand how the culture of the Jewish people was. And you understand who Christ is. Fatherhood in the Jewish culture was not the way we know it here. Some want to say this is my father was to mean we are equal. But it's not like that even in my Gonjo culture. Because if I say this is my father, I mean he is head. Second, our
mom.
And then third, the children. It was not like that. When you continue reading your Bible well, you'll find that the Pharisees wanted to crucify Jesus for one major reason. And they said it themselves clearly. That because he calls himself Son of God, therefore making himself equal with God. Themselves. They explained what they understood about sonship and fatherhood. He's calling himself Son of God. And in doing that, he's lifting himself to the level of God. If salvation is in Christ alone, who is this Christ?
How do Christ one in the world?
Your Jesus might be powerless.
Obundi Yesu wawe taina ma.
Jesus is God.
Yesu ndiwe Ruhanga.
Jesus is man.
Kandi muntu.
At which percent?
Murulengo ki.
He is 100% God.
Ma mukikumi ndiwe Ruhanga.
And 100% man.
Kandi mukikumi ndiwe muntu.
And when he was living here, in many circumstances he behaved like a man. He could get tired. He could sleep. Could eat. And in many other circumstances he behaved like God himself. He walked on water. He knew the future.
What?
He knew the future. He read people's minds. This is God man. I cannot go very deep to explain to you this because it can take us longer. But some people say, but no. He is 100% God and 99% man. You ask them why. They tell you, if you say he's 100% man, you mean he was also sinful. My people die for lack of knowledge. Why don't you know scriptures? Jesus was 100% man and he was sinless.
Kani Yesu akachukumi muntu baito akawataine kili chione kikumbasiwa.
They tell you, Pastor Bill, first wait.
Brother Bill, wansolidolido.
Where does sin begin from?
Ekili kili chukatandikira ka?
From the conception in the womb.
Chukatandikira omukutuwa enda munda.
Now don't you see?
Tokuro.
How can he be 100% man and sinless?
No, so wala kubota chukumi muntu kani toine kili chione kikumbasiwa.
Two explanations. The first one, who told you that any human being that has ever existed was a sin at first? Adam and Eve.
Adam and Hawa.
Were they men? Yes.
100%
men. Yes. But when they were in the Garden of Eden, before the fall, they were sinless. They were righteous. They were communing with God. Before sin came in, they were 100% men, but sinless. It is from the fall that we are sinful 100% from our mother's wombs. What is another name of Jesus? According to the Bible, the second Adam, the first Adam came into the world sinless, and he died sinful. The first Adam came into the world sinless to introduce sin into the world. The second Adam came into the world sinless also, and he died sinless. The second Adam came sinless to take away the sins of the world. These are the two Adams we have. One came sinless to bring sin into the world. The second Adam came also sinless to take away sin. This is Jesus Christ. It has to be Christ alone. Even if you resisted it, He's ruling in glory. And no one can remove even an inch or an iota of his glory. This is the God man. In the first part, we showed you that everything should be in Christ alone. In this second part, we want to show if it is indeed Christ alone, who is this Christ? If you thought he was merely a man, know that he is God. Fully God. When I say 100% God, I say, wait a minute. Do you want to say at the same level with the Father? Yes! A very big yes. Because Jesus himself said so. John. Chapter 17. Hear these words from Jesus Christ himself. Okay, we go to glory of God alone later. But before that, if you want to understand Christ well, first go back and try to understand Yahweh. Do you know God? One of his attributes.
One of his
characters.
Is
jealous. We serve a jealous God. He said it himself. More and more again. People of Israel. I am the Lord. And my glory. My power. I'll never share with any other. And the people of Israel grew knowing that truth. That God cannot share his glory with any other. And go to the Old Testament. You see, whoever wanted to tamper with the glory of God, God reacted immediately. The land could open and swallow people. Remember what happened to
Nebuchadnezzar.
He ruled the whole world then. Very powerful king. And he wanted people to start worshipping him. God taught him a lesson that he never forgot. He was sent into the bush, ate the grass like animals. When he came back, he glorified the God of the heavens and the earth. No human being. King Herod. He was sitting on his throne. And people started praising him with words that can be given to God alone. What happened? Fell down in their presence. Died and Mvunyu started coming out of him. This is a jealous God. He cannot, he said himself many places in many times, like he cannot share his glory with any other. Even you and me. Let's be careful. As we serve him, to know that this is a jealous God. Do you want life? Do you want to raise your children and grandchildren? Take your position. Let God remain God. When we switch back to Jesus. When we switch back to Jesus.
This
is a strange man. He did things that no other human had ever done, and God kept quiet. He said words no human being had ever said. God kept quiet. And the people of his time wondered. And many times they were questioning themselves. What type of man this is? What type of man this is? Strange. Maybe when we come back next time. Maybe we'll go back again to biblical interpretation. Because we misinterpret the Bible. You read the Bible and you understand it your way and you preach it like that.
No, so my Bible, mulingo wangu chetegereze mnokonoza mukitebereza.
Friends, follow many things before you preach anything to people. Historical context, cultural context, author's context, and literal context, the context of the passage itself, the meaning of words. Then go back and try to search. If this says so, who did it practically? This will help you to bring the correct interpretation of scripture.
But when
you stick on a verse, you don't understand it well yourself. You don't understand it. And you start preaching it to people. That makes you a false teacher. Without knowing yourself, we have two types of false teachers. We have those who do it knowing that they are deceiving people to make money and other
things.
But others like us, you are innocently think you are serving God well. And you don't deceive them people willingly. We don't deceive them willingly. You deceive them unwillingly. Because your understanding of scripture is limited. But you are both false teachers. We need to understand scripture. And that's why if one day Jesus tells you, depart from me, I never knew you. You'll bring reasons. Ah, Christ, are you serious? Me?
No, come.
Jesus himself said, you are going to do more than what I did. And many people in Kampala who perform miracles are now looking for miracles that Jesus did not do.
Did
he resurrect the dead?
Yes, Christ.
Oh yes, Lazarus. That one, no.
Did
he walk on water? That one, no. Let me do something that he did not do. Do you want to compare yourself to Jesus? Do you know Jesus?
Yes, from Manila.
What do people say I am?
Abantu ni banyeta oha.
And what do you people know I am?
Ninyo mumanyire ninyo oha.
Do you want to compare yourself to Christ?
Ninyo netano kumarulea mwono muna Christ.
I wish you opened your eyes.
Nisara kibula na iso ga.
You will not dare compare yourself to Jesus Christ.
Aure ito kulenga tenza mwaza kumarengana hamana Christu.
Listen what he said.
Kulirize kia gambi.
John 17:5.
Yohana yukuna msatu itani.
17:5.
Johannes suri kumeitano. Johannes suri kumeitano.
Five.
Johannes suri itano.
No. Chapter 17, verse 4.
Johannes kumeitano. Orukara wakatano.
It says.
Nikigamba kitu.
This was the prayer of Jesus Christ. His last prayer on earth. He was praying for his church. After here he was arrested and killed. He's talking to his Father in heaven. And he said this. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was, which human being can say such words and God to keep quiet. God created us to glorify Him. God cannot glorify us. If you want Him to glorify you, then you want to die. We are His creatures. And He created us for His glory. We are the ones to glorify Him, not Him to glorify us. But Jesus Christ is asking Him to glorify Him. And now, O Father, I have glorified you among the nations. It's your time now to glorify
Him.
With the glory which I had with you before the world was. These are the words of Jesus. And the jealous God kept quiet. Which human being can equate himself with God the Father? Jesus did it here. We know that the name I am is the name of God Yahweh alone. Moses,
Musa,
go and tell them that I am has sent me. Has sent
me.
During the time of Jesus
Christ,
his enemies, the Pharisees, came to him.
Said,
who are you? The way you talk, as if you are big, as if you know much. Our father Abraham,
is Abraham,
is the one who left this world for us here. Only to hear from this guy that before Abraham was,
Abraham
I am. I did English, I did literature.
Yeah.
That is poor English. You can't say before Abraham was, I am. It should be before he was, I was. But Jesus is not I was.
But Jesus Christ agamba,
he put on himself the same name of Yahweh. I am. Meaning, I have no beginning. I have no end. Even if you see me in this body, looking like yours. I am. Salvation should be in such a Jesus. Not just any Jesus you conceive with your mind. It should be the great I am.
Amen.
The day you understand Christ well, you'll not resist doing things for Him alone. Salvation comes through Scripture alone. By grace alone. Through faith alone, that faith in Jesus Christ alone, all those who are done to the glory of God alone. This is the message that the reformers preached, and it brought the church back to the roots of the Bible. And I thank God that these days, even though there's too much falsehood inside the church, but I'm seeing people coming back to the truth of the Bible all over the world, even in Kampala. Young people from
university
are coming to look for the truth. Anything that you do without Christ alone, will not be there for long. It won't. Only what you do for Christ alone cannot be shaken by the powers of darkness. Who do you think I am? Christ is God 100%.
Yesu aliruhanga chikumi ha chikumi.
How?
Kikita.
Let me show you.
Dekampoleke.
I feared Christ.
Katina Christu.
When I went through the Ten Commandments, teaching them, preaching them. That's when I feared
Christ.
When our first parents sinned, God said, it's over between me and you. Over. After some time, because God is love, a forgiving God, He had to forgive us. But through Christ alone. Outside Christ, there is no forgiveness. They were chased from the garden.
From the garden of Eden.
They went crying. Yes, my wife, we've been deceived. Yes, my husband, we've been deceived. But who among them even thought about going back to God and saying, we are sorry?
Not
none of them.
That's
why up to these days, that phrase is short. Only three words. I am sorry. It's very difficult to come out of people's mouth.
Even
if you know this, I'm the one who did wrong against my husband or my wife. Instead of going to them and saying, I'm sorry, my dear. You start just doing things to show that you are repenting in actions.
You're welcome, sir.
You get his back. 3 days you are not talking to one another. And the Lord is proving to you in your heart that it's you in wrong. Hey, you people, bring water to your father. You want us to do things to make him forget. Why don't you simply say, I am sorry? Our first parents passed that weakness to us. Forgiveness did not come from Adam and Eve. It came from God himself. But he said, if you want to see me, I give you my commandments. Whoever passes them all straight to heaven. The Ten Commandments are found in Exodus chapter 20. That's the standard of God. The taste of God. Remember, he is God the creator. And we are men in the creatures. We don't have the same nature. Meaning, it is impossible for any human being to pass even one commandment. Maybe you can hear this for the first time today. Since human being came on earth, from Adam and Eve up to now, not even one human being has ever passed even one commandment. Let us forget the ten. Just one. All of them, you know them. Thou shalt not lay lies, thou shalt not blah blah. Oh, they are maintained. Not even any human being.
But to someone or much way.
Has ever passed. Not even one. Not to me. Not your pastor.
Pastor.
Offend them daily. The only man who passed them all. The only man. Jesus Christ. Why did he pass them? He passed them for us. Because it was the only condition of God for people to go back in communion with him. Remember, he had given them to choose. You don't eat from this fruit, our communion will continue forever. The day you eat from it, our communion will stop from there forever. And I don't need to tell you, to remind you what they chose for you and me. You know it. They chose to be far from God forever.
agamba
because I want to have communion with men. Let me put there a test.
Leka tekeho ebirengeso.
Whoever writes that exam.
Hata wewe warahandika mkaguse.
And passes it.
Kaja kabira babo.
Visa to heaven.
Hata atakwatungire ekpapora kyo kuvara mwikuru.
But the test is very difficult.
Right now, mkaguse likumire dai.
Let me show you how difficult it is.
Leka moleke likumire bita.
Not even difficult, how impossible it is.
Leka moleke tungwa kuhabita.
You produce your baby today. You love him so much. Then, you get keys. This baby is 1 day old. You get keys. Then you come to him. Say, my son, I love you so much. Everything that I'm doing for you. When I die, you're going to remain with everything. But this is a huge house I've built. And all the wealth I've put in that house. And I've locked all the doors and windows. The keys are here in my hands. And I'm pressing hard my hands with the all of my might. Unless you open my fingers and get the keys, you'll not benefit anything from this wealth. And then you stand next to that baby. You press hard. Open your fingers? It can't happen. Why? Simply because his strength and your strength are very different. Only a person of your strength can do that. Like my brother, when I was young, we used to compete like that with other friends. We put hands like this, and we put it somewhere. So you take mine here and take yours here, and we start. If our strengths are equal, we'll just remain here. But if I'm stronger than her, immediately I do this. The same applies with something in her hand. If she presses hard with all her might, no one with power lower than hers can open and get it. Only another person with the same power can do that. That's why the Ten Commandments are, it's like God doing this. Amen. I have the Ten Commandments on my palm. I'm pressing hard with all the last of my power. Come and pass them. Who can?
No, I saw it.
But Jesus, just because he's God, his power is equal to the power of God the Father. He passed all the Ten Commandments. He passed them for us. That's why. Even if we fail to pass those Ten Commandments now, if you enter Christ by faith, you'll see God through faith. That's the good news. You and me not see God at all. It's because we chose it. But Christ came and said, "Dad, yes, I'm sinless. Let me go and carry their own their sin. Dad,
Baba,
you've given them a very tough test. Your own standard. They won't pass it. Let me go down, live like them, and pass them for them. And pass them. And on the cross he said, "It is finished. Now people can again have communion with the Father." Christ Jesus. Now we have two ways to go to heaven. Either through believing in Christ, and you don't carry your own burden of the Ten Commandments. Or if you see Jesus alone, I don't like, okay, leave him there and try to follow, to pass all the ten. Remember, through my illustration, I've shown you how impossible it is. It's not difficult. It's impossible. So therefore, we are left with only one way to go to heaven. And that is through Christ alone. Let me give you another illustration. When you are traveling through water, if any has ever, I don't know, you go to Luzira, you want to go to Mwanza by Lake Victoria, you have many heavy luggages. They are bringing you. But once you enter the ship, you put your luggages on the ship. All the weight of your luggages, even your own weight, you can trust them to the ship. And it sets off. There you can walk. You can sleep. The ship is taking you safe to the other side. But if you say, "Me, I'm the best swimmer in Uganda. What is this ship? I can throw myself into water and I swim to Mwanza." Yes, you can throw yourself there.
Yes, ground.
And you can swim.
No, it
up to some level, your expertise in swimming will not help you. Because that's what we call getting tired when you are swimming. All the techniques you know then. I can swim like this. And I can turn like this. Go backwards. All the techniques you know. But you cannot swim from here to change your. You can't. You'll get tired. You can't swim anymore. That is trying to go to go through the Ten Commandments. Trust in Jesus. Who do you think that Jesus is? Jesus is our God. He's our priest. He's our prophet. He's our friend. He's our everything. You need to trust him alone. Everything comes comes from him alone. Miracles come from him alone. The gospel is his alone. Everything. And he came on earth so that he could save his people from their sins. This is the Jesus we preach. And the reformers went everywhere preaching Christ alone, and people got saved. Those who are here with us on the first day, remember what we said, we told you in the history of Reformation, so the history of the church. We began from the New Testament church, the first century church, and we showed you when the church was strong and when the church was weak. It is evident that, it is clear that, it is when the church was weak. What do I mean here? In numbers, so there were few in numbers. It was when the church was going through persecution, being hated by anyone, being denied by the government. That's when more people are coming to Christ. And that's how it conquered the world. Time came. It became the religion of the state. They had peace. Everyone started respecting them. No more running. And this when corruption entered the church. Up to now, the church is at peace in Uganda. And we thank God for our President Museveni.
To see Marhanga,
in Uganda, the church we used to. But now we thank God from 70 we have peace. Freedom of worship. You think that is good? That's not good. He said himself. He told his disciples, I'm going back. But remain knowing that the world will not love you. It hated me. And your hate also hates you. Persecuted me. Also persecute you. Then the church in Uganda is loved by the state. Is loved by the state. Many presidents there. It's loved by the country. Many pastors in Kampala. Best friends of the president. Best friends of the IGP Kayura. Best friends of ministers and MPs and all these big
people.
And we thank God for that. Not knowing that corruption is entering the church like that.
We are
what we are going through. Do you know the MP?
No matter.
Because they've been sent to go and ask in their constituency what they think. After going to his people and they reject him or her, Now decided to go and do it within churches.
On Sunday they come.
They give them a platform to teach politics inside the church that Christ purchased with his precious blood. That is the state of the church in
Uganda.
It is having cancer. How dare you allow politics inside the church?
Do it outside there. We all vote.
This platform is for the gospel. The gospel of Christ alone.
Not
the gospel of Christ plus politics. Let's be careful, friends. We might say that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit that does not reveal, open your eyes to show you that this is wrong and this is wrong. Which Holy Spirit is that? What do you say that Christ is? This is sola scriptura, Christ alone. Alone he is king. Alone is high priest. Alone is the savior. Alone is the prophet. Why don't we leave him with the power and titles that the Father gave to him? Why do you want to help him? Yes, we are parts of his body. We can be small of whatever we want to be. But don't try to put yourself on the same level with Christ. Let's go back to our churches and preach Christ alone. That alone will put your church firm. People who have preached Christ alone without adding there the things of lust and selfishness, the church has been strong year after year. In those churches there is no splitting. But these churches that don't want to preach Christ plus other things, you find divisions. After some time I take all these people, we go and start our own
the other.
When we go there, after 2 years, Brother Price gets another group. They start at there somewhere else. Because it's not Christ alone we are preaching. It is Christ plus wealth. If I see that Price is now not allowing me to access the wealth I want, then I leave him. Price. If I see that Christ is not allowing me to then I get a group of people, we go and set our own thing there. Because it's not, you're not building on Christ alone. Let's pray. Father, we say thank you. For opening our eyes to know who you are. You are the Christ, Son of the living God. God man. 100%. Our Savior. Our Redeemer. Thank you. Open our mind to understand you. Reveal to us. Reveal yourself to us daily. We want to know you. To know you is better than any amount of money. To know you is even better than being a pastor. To know you is everlasting life. To know you is more than the miracles we receive every day. Help us know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.